Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. It is not just football season, it's basketball season. And for some, that's like Christmas. Larry McKenzie is one of those people. He coaches at Minneapolis North. We have him on frequently because he is my barometer. When I want to know what's going on the north side of Minneapolis, in basketball and beyond, I talk to Larry McKenzie, and I know I'm going to get the straight scoop. He's not just a coach there. He lives about two blocks from the school. And this community is very, very important to him on every level. And he joins us now. Larry, you love it when you roll those balls out for the first time and practice is back in session, don't you?
I tell you, it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, been waiting for a while, a long time since last March. So it was super excited to be back in the gym.
You said something once, I remember. You said every good coach can tell within 10 minutes whether or not a kid worked hard in the off season. That's about all it takes, isn't it?
That's all, yeah, without question. I mean, what you did in the off season, you give them a good 10 minutes and it'll tell on them. Absolutely.
And what do you ask them? Off seasons are, they're kind of a conglomeration because you get to spend time with these guys in the summer and whatnot. How has that changed coaching and how has that made the game better or what has it made the game?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. I mean, we get time. I mean, I personally wish we could have a little bit more time, especially for the kids that I coach, right?
Yep.
So, you know, we get that June 1st through July 31st. That we can work with them. But typically, we really only have them for a month because of the overlap of, AAU, grassroots basketball.
Oh, sure.
So typically, so we try to take advantage of June, play as much as we can as a team. You know, I want my guy, we challenge our guys every summer to get up at least 10,000 shots, chart it, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the weight room. I mean, and,
do most of them do it, or how? What's the percentage?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Probably less than 25%. You know, a lot of our kids are multi-sport athletes, and one of the things, I mean, just in terms of being realistic, I got a lot of kids that, parents give them off December through April, but they got to work. You know, they got to work. They got to help around the house. They got to have a job. They got to do some things. So, we have to take that in consideration and be respectful of that. So, we try to get as much as we can out of the ones that can give us that time. So, but it's really only about 20%, right? And again, I mean, I hate to say it, but it also is one of those things because in the end, it becomes a separator, right? And it determines, who gets to play at the next level and what level they get to play at.
Yes. Yeah, and it makes me sick to think of the kid that has the ability and doesn't have the time or the resources or the whatever to do what it is that he wants to do.
Yeah, I think, Mike, and me and you have a lot of different kinds of conversations. I was just talking to somebody today. I mean, it's unfortunate. Kids don't get to choose their last name. They don't get to choose their families, right? And so they don't get to choose their family situation. And so a lot of times you're right, you know. I mean, and in particular, we talked during COVID and distant learning, you know, and I got kids now. I mean, even this week, you know, kids who missed the practice because they needed to put their younger siblings on the bus, right, or needed to be home to get their younger siblings, you know, off the bus.
Yeah.
So a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, and again, I said to somebody today, man, if I could just only coach basketball. But, you know, it's a lot of those other kinds of things that we have to deal with in the urban communities.
You know, Pastor Brian Heron was on this a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about he went to Shakopee to a basketball tournament. I think his grandkid was playing or grandson or something like that. And he walked through the school. And as he walked through the school, he realized, hey, here's a classroom that's just STEM-oriented or STEAM-oriented and all those things. And he said, I'm looking at this going, we don't have any of this. And until he said that, I didn't realize it because I thought all schools kind of had the same layout. And he's looking at this and just going, God, I wish our kids had this. What is that piece of it like inside the school? And what do you offer and what don't you offer that you should offer?
So one of the things is, you know, it's a lot of factors that go into that. But, you know, a lot of schools, a lot of the suburban schools, kids are able to take college courses right in the school.
Oh, that's standard now, you know, there, yeah.
Yeah, but so, I mean, and that's one of the challenges, right? I mean, because first of all, I mean, and if we really want to talk, Mike, I saw the statistic the other day, right? Schools and what they can do are driven by the homes and taxpayers and tax revenue. So when you got 60% of the properties in 55411 and 55412 that are rentals, where's the revenues that's coming to really support the school?
Sure.
So our kids don't get a lot of the opportunities to do PSEOs or some of the opportunities that other kids have. I mean, I was in, you know, urban school the other day, Mike. They were trying to manufacture a lab, you know, so they're trying to teach science without a lab, with just a microscope trying to make it happen. And it's not a level playing field.
You know, and I know this is a deeper conversation that you and I aren't going to figure it out in a few minutes on the radio. But, I mean, is it converting rental properties to pure ownership? Is it, what is the next step?
Well, I think that's part of it, right? How do you put people in position, right, so that they can own homes, so that they can pay taxes, so that the community might, and here's the other thing, you know, I'm be honest with you. So if you think about people like yourself, a lot of people, right, who are in position economically, they choose the neighborhood because of their schools.
Absolutely.
That doesn't happen in the African-American community.
Right. You live where you live, and it it sickens me, you know, to know.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. No, you don't have a choice.
A lot of people, they'll drive all over town till they find a home for sale in the right school district because that's how important it is for their kids to have the right type of education.
Absolutely.
You know, our kids, the school is choosing them.
Yep. 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 And that's it, you know. That is, and you can't blame the parents, right? If you move into you go wherever you can give your kids the best chance, right?
Right, you can't blame the parents, right? Yeah.
But the one thing you guys have done at North, Larry, is you've, and I'm talking athletically now, and I understand it's deeper than that. What we're talking about is you've made it a special place, a special school, because of the success you've had in football and basketball and other sports. You've made it inside that neighborhood, inside the framework, and it's not a very big footprint, the school district for Minneapolis North, but you've made it a special school. Do you feel like that piece of it is a success in that, you know, people, you know, there's a North pride there.
Absolutely, Mike. I really do. I mean, and I think, you know, both Coach Adams and I have worked hard to do that. I mean, to your point, again, to create something that the community can be proud of, right? And you know, because you've been around it and you're a sports broadcaster. I mean, there are a lot of folks in this community. I mean, they look forward to football season and basketball season, right? Because it's an opportunity to get out, you know, see some of the young people, right? See some good basketball. And, I mean, good. We honestly, every year, you know, football and basketball, we have a chance.
Got a chance, yep.
We have a chance, yep. Right? And so that is something to be proud of, to look forward to, you know, and to be honest with you, it's not just community. It's even for, you know, teachers are in the building. I remember when I was at Henry, Patrick Henry, like, I would have teachers, like always, when does basketball start? When is that? Because they look so forward to that. Because the whole morale of the school changed during that season because people could come to school. They were proud. And even if I didn't play basketball, I was a fan. I can go to the game, and I could cheer my team on. And that's what we have right now in North Minneapolis at North High with football and basketball. Something
to be proud of. Stay on with us through a quick break, Larry? Because I want to ask you about getting that pride through the whole city. You know, back in the day, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, if you didn't get to that game, Henry North, Washburn, Henry, whatever, you didn't get in if you didn't get there on time. And I want to know if we can reclaim that and if that would help build the community. Can you stand with us through a quick break?
Absolutely.
Larry McKenzie, more with him as we talk all about the North Side when we come back. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Larry McKenzie is our guest, Minneapolis North basketball coach and much more over there. Larry, I mentioned it before the break. There was a time, and it was pretty cool. Because you had, you know, South had Jason Daisy and Washburn had Louis Boone was coaching there. And then Henry comes along with four straight state titles and Prentice Perkins, his group before you. And Minneapolis North, Robin Ingram and Khaled El-Amin, all those names that stand out. And on a Friday night or a Tuesday night, if it was the big game, you better get there early because you weren't going to get a seat. And they'd be lined up outside. Now, I know we've had, a COVID year and almost a COVID year plus one. Is there enough balance in your league right now? Because it seems to me like it's North and everybody else to an extent to get some of that back again.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I mean, sadly, that is the case. You know what I'm saying? And I think it has some to do with the economics, right? One of the things, you know, rents and that kind of stuff have gotten so high, particularly even in North Minneapolis, right? A lot of folks can't afford to live here. So, you know, what we've seen, and you'll see this, I mean, this year, you know, you see teams like Apple Valley and Burnsville and other, you know, other surrounding communities, Armstrong, you know, looking more like Cooper and that kind of stuff. So, you know, a lot of the talent have left the city. And so, unfortunately, you know, it's sad, but we don't have those rivalries anymore. And I remember, you know, like you said, when I was at Henry, I mean, you know, you really, every time you walked into a gym, I mean, if you think about
Edison
was competitive.
It could be 10 degrees outside, and people be – I'm not lying, am I, Larry? People would be lined up a block and a half, and they'd be madder than hell because they couldn't get in the game.
Mike, there was a time, and it don't seem like that long ago, but I remember, you know, like even my wife, you had to get off work early to get to the game.
Yes.
If you didn't have a seat by 4 o'clock, you had to go watch the freshman team.
Yep.
Because if you didn't get a seat, chances are you wouldn't get in the gym. I literally remember one night, you know, as we come out to warm up at Patrick Henry, the AD saying we just turned 700 people away.
Yeah, I was, because I used to hate it, Larry, and here's how I remember it. We were in the media, you know. So we got to go to the front of the line because we were going in there to get highlights for the news. That did not make us the most popular amongst the people that we were walking past to walk into the school.
Yeah. And so, you know, and then at one point we moved, you know, the game was big enough at one time. I think we, 2003 with Lawrence and Cam and the team that North had with Big James Davis and Kevin Henderson,
yep.
And what we had with Calvin Walls and, I mean, that game.
Dennis,
was,
yep, that whole group,
Target
yep.
Center, and we drew 4,000 fans.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, those are... Those are some great games, and you know I hope we can get some back to an semblance of that. Now, today, Patrick Beverly was out giving turkeys away at the hospitality house, and Justin Jefferson was giving turkeys away on the north side of Minneapolis as well on behalf of the Vikings. When we see this, is this I always try to figure out, is it really, does it make a big impact on the community, or is it just those people that want to get a free turkey and they go get a free turkey? Is this important, or is it just important to only a few people?
I think this is my personal opinion. I think it's only important to a couple people. And I know, you know, everybody's got to do community service. And, you know, people appreciate the free turkeys. But in the long run, I'd like to see some more tangible things in terms of what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's that old saying, you give a man fish, he's for a day. You teach him how to fish, he's for a lifetime. Yep. And so going back to what we talked about earlier, you know, those resources and those money that's coming in the community, would we be able to cover a teacher that would be allowed to teach college classes at a North High School, or a Edison or a Henry or some other kind of thing that can really have some long-term impact? Because there are so many kids. I mean, I think it was Hopkins. I went to graduation. You know, almost half of the kids are walking across the stage with 2 years of college paid for.
Yeah.
From high school.
Yep.
And you just don't see that in the city. And so I just think we've got to figure out a way, and not that it's a bad thing in terms of giving out free turkeys.
No, I agree with you. Nobody's down on it. I just sometimes wonder,
Mike,
when I go there, I feel
this,
like.
But there's got to be a better way to create some more long-term impact, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Than giving somebody turkey and a pumpkin pie to get through a weekend.
Yeah, and I saw, Patrick Peterson did the same thing last week out in Eagan, and I feel like there's a bunch of cars lined up and going, hey, this is a great deal, as opposed to, you know, how do we really make a difference in something fundamental here? Now, last week, Larry, I thought of you.
What would a kid do that's, you know, got $20,000 in student loan with a $1,000 voucher to play for a college class?
That's what I'm saying. Yep, exactly. What impact would that have, right? How much would that inspire that kid to go to college then, because he or she's already a step ahead?
Right. And then we both know, right? And those are the opportunities that lead to people being able to afford the houses that will impact the community.
Yep. Yep. And it's, I didn't realize that, of course, I've learned so many things over the last couple of years that it was that big. When they talk about the gap, I always thought everybody, there was kind of a standardized to it. Now, I thought of you last week, Larry. I was at a, you mentioned Armstrong, and I was watching a pickup basketball game that a friend of mine named Johnny Chapman, who, if you don't know, you should get to know. He's one of those guys. He was a great basketball player in Chicago back in the day, and he's adopted a son that's a freshman that is a pretty good athlete. But anyway, he organizes some of these pickup games, and I was there watching one at a church last week. And as you're watching it, there had to be 15 kids showed up, just boom, like that. It's a Saturday night now. It's a Saturday night, so they're giving up their Saturday night. And it's Armstrong and Hopkins and from all over, and it's predominantly black with a handful of white kids. And they're playing basketball on this Saturday night, and they're having more fun, and there's an occasional argument, but it's short-lived, and then they keep playing. And then after, they play for like 3 hours, and then everybody laughs, and then they go home. And I thought, you know, as I watch this, I'm going, they don't even realize it. These kids, they're colorblind, they're just playing, they're having fun. I wish more people could see this, and basketball sometimes is the creator of it. But, you know, as many problems as we as adults think, I think a lot of kids are, you know, they just go with the flow and have fun, and you see it more often than I do, but there's a lot of good going on out there.
There really is, Mike, and I did see your social media post about it with those kids in the gym. And first of all, I would love to see it, because you rarely do you see kids playing pickup basketball these days.
Right, and this was a Saturday night, too.
Yeah, you know, rarely do you see. But again, Mike, you've heard me say this 1,000 times. I think that's the beauty of sports, right? You get kids out there, and they're playing against each other, and they're argue, if they have disagreements, it's not about what's going on out in the world, right?
No.
And calling people names.
No, was that a traveling or not, you know?
It's about, you know, having some fun, competing against each other, and that kind of thing. And I mean, it's a situation like that where lifetime relationships are built. And it is. It's the adults, to me, that get in the way.
Yes.
The adults oftentimes that get in the way.
Yes, I think, you know, we're maybe not giving enough credit to the kids of this era. And some of it, Larry, in a strange way, is because of what you just talked about earlier, is the African-American population has moved out of the city to an extent, to Apple Valley, to Burnsville, to Eden Prairie, to right. Hopkins, all these places. And so, therefore, the kids are growing up with it now more probably than they ever did, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I mean, the population has changed a lot since I got here in 1980.
Yeah, because it used to be just that one pocket. I could go all night with you. You know that, Larry, but we'll do it again soon. When's your first game?
December 11th. We open up against Minnehaha.
Oh, boy.
Hopkins in the breakdown.
Oh, boy. And did Minnehaha, I don't even know who all returned. Did Master P's son come back to play the point guard?
I've heard he will be back. And, I'm just getting my guys ready. So whoever steps on the floor will be ready to go.
You will be ready to go. And they are now in your class. And so this is the first of – there could be a little rivalry going on here now, and that'll be fun. Larry, thank you so much. And thanks for
thank
what you
Mike.
Do.
Always. Thank you.
You appreciate bet. Larry McKenzie, head coach of Minneapolis North, and a whole lot more than that. If he was just the coach of Minneapolis North, you'd say he's a successful coach. But he's so much more than that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.